You're listening to eBay Radio, where we're always fast and free. Here is your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Worth Point, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles.
No, it's not.
This segment is brought to you. That was a preview of our upcoming segment after this one. It was like a preview of coming attractions, because this segment, in the present, right now, here, happening as we speak, is brought to you by Indicia, and that's the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Sorry, I kind of got something caught in my throat.
Yes, because you're eating while you're doing your radio
show. No, I'm not eating, actually. Yes, I am. Who am I kidding?
Of course you are.
What's lunchtime and
bad
I'm hungry?
Bad boy.
I know, normally I can hide it, but, you know, the doctor says I have to eat on the hour, so I can't let it go. You probably know your customers are shopping via their mobile devices, but you may not have considered building your own mobile apps. Drew Griffin is an author and developer and eBay seller, and he's here now to tell us how and why you should. Drew, what and how do you sell on eBay?
Hey, guys. Well, thanks for having me on. In terms of what I'm selling on eBay now, I've actually pretty much gone through all of my personal belongings and of old and have gone through that. So as it is right now, I'm pretty much focusing on helping others start to sell their items through their own mobile apps. So I've transitioned from selling my own things and now helping others sell theirs through mobile apps.
So why should eBay sellers consider developing their own mobile app, and are we smart enough?
You are definitely smart enough. There's certainly lots of tools out there that allow people, almost anyone, regardless of their programming knowledge or not, to be able to develop mobile apps for themselves. They're individuals, businesses, organizations. They can all do it pretty much without any programming knowledge whatsoever. Now, if you happen to have your own mobile application, you can reach the audience that's already purchasing from you through your eBay selling listings, that sort of thing.
Explain that. Explain how that works.
Well, if you happen to have an eBay store, that's basically through a URL. You can embed that URL directly inside your application. So as you list new items and they happen to populate in your store, you can pretty much list that directly inside your app, send out push notifications, and tell people, tell your audience, tell your customers, your existing customers, potentially new ones who stumble across your app, that you've got new items. So it doesn't matter what you're selling, as long as it's embeddable inside your store or a URL, it can be found inside an app.
Now, is it complicated to do this? Do I need to hire someone? I have an idea, but I'm not a developer. I don't write code. Mm-hmm. Can I hire someone to do this?
Well, you can do so. I mean, there's lots of people that are out there, but you would find that it's probably pretty expensive. If you take a look at it and some of the resources that are available out there, you can pretty much do it yourself. It's drag and drop technology. It allows you to add a tab, add a certain type of functionality to that tab. Drag and drop simplicity. Submit it to both the Apple and Google devices or the Google Play Store, and you'll have your own app up and ready probably in about 10 to 15 days once it's designed. And it's pretty much simple. You go through a little bit of training. We're not talking about learning code or anything like that. It's really just, hey, I like this functionality. I like the way that this tab looks. Let's embed that, and you're good to go. It works on all iPhones, all iPads, iPod Touches, as well as on every Android device that's out there.
So, Griff, you could have one called Griffville.
Sure.
I could. Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Oh, you got me thinking. Because I always thought if I'm going to develop any app, even a mobile app, I'm going to have to know how to make API calls to eBay, for example. Is that not the case then?
No, not necessarily. Most of your site, most of these eBay listings will have a URL that's assigned to that particular store or your listings, and pretty much through that search functionality, it's going to be basically call a browser directly into the app, but it runs natively.
Oh, I see. Okay,
that's a very cool way to just do a workaround.
So, what does that mean? It runs natively.
Well, most devices out there use a mobile browser. So it takes you outside of the application and runs on Safari or runs on whatever mobile browser that's in the mobile device, and it takes you outside of the app. But here, it works much faster with inside the application itself, and you don't have to do a lot of external calls and all that sort of stuff. That gets a little bit technical, but basically it runs much more efficiently, allows you to go back and see the other features inside the app while you're doing your shopping.
So you obviously feel that there's an advantage for an avid eBay seller to develop and sell through a native mobile app. What advantages?
Well, let's just take a look at some of the stats. There's approximately a little bit more than 7 billion people on planet Earth. And let's talk about mobile penetration, meaning the number of people who have a mobile active device. The numbers are about 6.5 billion of the 7 billion people that are on planet Earth. Now let's take a look in comparison to those that are using the Internet. There's just 2.5 that are basically using Internet access, you know, through a laptop or a desktop device. So the number of mobile devices that are out there, you're looking approximately 3 times the number of mobile devices, people that are actually using it. Just think about your own usage. I'm sure that both of you happen to have a mobile device.
Oh, yeah.
I do.
Well,
yeah.
You're carrying it around with you.
Yes.
All the time. It's probably right next to your bed while you go to sleep.
It's right here next to me right now.
There you go. Well, if you happen to have your own store and your own app, you technically have the ability to reach them through a push notification while they're sipping their coffee, eating their lunch, as Griff just may be doing, and say, hey, we've got a new item up for sale. This might interest you. So as opposed to them trying to search for you online when they choose to, you can reach them directly and let them know of all the cool things that you've got for sale now.
Makes sense. I should mention that Drew and I met years ago at the Boston eBay Live.
We did.
So you've been involved with eBay for quite a while. That was back in 2007. And now you're helping people build these apps. Do you have an app for or a location people can go to learn more about what it is that you offer?
Sure. Well, the best thing to do, and this is probably a good way to get involved. I actually have a gift for your listeners if they're interested.
Oh, yes.
The best way to do it is to go to mobileappformulabook.com. I know that's a long word. Mobileappformulabook.com. There you'll find a little bit of information. It's a book that's fairly interactive. You can kind of find out a little bit more information about how to develop a mobile app for yourself. And if you so choose one to pick it up, just forward your receipt over to mobileappformula@gmail.com. And if you do so, I'll give you access to an interactive course that I put together on udemy.com. It's a $97 value, so you'll get it completely for free.
Uh-oh.
I'll teach you step-by-step on how to build a mobile application that will be available for both iPhone, iPad, and Android devices. Pretty much for free.
So again, we go to mobileappformulabook.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens when we get there?
Yeah, you'll be able to see the book, see what it's about. It's actually available over on maybe that other company that begins with an A. You'll be able to click on that button, read a little bit more about it if you're so interested, pick it up. If you do pick it up, then you'll be able to send a receipt over to mobileappformula@gmail.com. And once I receive that, I will send you a coupon to get the course for free. It's a $97 course. I actually sell these apps that I do for other people generally in the ballpark of $2,500 to $3,000. And you can build one for yourself for free.
Oh, okay. I think I'm going to check this out.
I like that.
I want to try to build
it. It would be fun,
app.
If nothing else. Just
well,
to try
I'd have
it,
to make
right?
some time, yeah. How long does it? What do you think would it take to build an app like the kind you're talking about?
Once you get a little bit of this under your belt, you could probably crank one out in about 24 hours.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Griffville app, here we come.
Yeah, Griff, if nothing else, it would be fun.
It would, and I can talk about it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you can put it up there in the stores, and I don't think I'd charge for it, but I could.
Could be interesting.
Could be interesting, yes.
So that's where we go to find out more information about you too, Drew. So Griff met you in 2007. Did you meet me there? I was there too.
I did. I met you at the radio booth. We briefly met, and just kind of passing. I know that it's kind of hard to remember a shiny bald face like mine. We met. I've been an avid listener for quite some time, and really appreciate everything that you guys do for the eBay community.
So E. Betsy was there at the booth, and her husband that year.
She was.
Yeah, she was volunteering at the booth.
Drew kind of looks like Jason Miner. They could be brothers.
Ah.
I think. Okay. Don't you think?
I would agree.
Yeah, he looks kind of like that. And I just saw Jason, and he's doing well.
We miss Jason. Well, Drew, thank you so much for coming on today. This is very exciting. So if you go to mobileappformulabook.com, you can find out more about this.
I'm going to buy the book, even though it's on that
other site,
and learn how to do this.
Great.
It'll be fun.
Thank you, Drew.
Thanks, Drew. It's great to talk to you. This segment was brought to you by Adesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Ring us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. And we'll be right back with more of your show of shows, eBay Radio.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of stamps.com.
TerraPeak.com, the leading provider of eBay Marketplace Intelligence, presents the Pat Investigation. This is e-commerce, a gathering place for people to buy and sell stuff. That's where I come in. I'm John Tuesday. I wear a badge. It was Wednesday, and it was heating up in the e-commerce community. My partner Joe Thursday and I drove to the station to question one of the last people to see a person named Pat who seems to have just disappeared.
He just vanished, I tell you. Bought an antique gold watch on eBay, and he's gone.
Mm-hmm, gold watch.
The guy made a fortune using a thing called TerraPeak.
TerraPeak?
Yeah, TerraPeak, I tell you.
Now, you wait a minute. You come in here telling us that this Pat used this TerraPeak to make his fortune, and he vanished. Well, you listen to me. I've seen his kind. I've seen your kind. He's one of the lucky ones, not like you, not like me.
No, but you can too. Just sign up with TerraPeak. You'll see. I tell ya.
eBay sellers know they make more profits every day with TerraPeak. You can too. Sign up today at TerraPeak.com. That's TerraPeak.com.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.